बोलते ध्वनियों, ब्रह्म से शिव पापा पधारे, ओ ओ ओम गीत मधुर ध्वनि से किया परिवर्तन, प्रेम शांति सिखा के बदला सभी का जीवन, आदि देव प्रजा पिता श्री बोलते ध्वनियों, ब्रह्म मुख से मधुर वाणी बोलते ध्वनियों, ब्रह्म से शिव बाबा पधारे, ओम ओम।
ओम शांति, ओम शांति एवरीवन, गुड मॉर्निंग, गुड आफ्टरनून, गुड इवनिंग टू वेयर एवर यू आर इन द वर्ल्ड। वेलकम टू आवर फर्स्ट वेबिनार ऑन द अवतार्स जर्नी। वी हैव द फॉर्चून ऑफ हैविंग सिस्टर मोहिनी, शी इज गोइंग टू कम ऑन इन अ फ्यू मिनट्स, एंड बिफोर सिस्टर मोहिनी कम्स ऑन, सिस्टर गायत्री इज गोइंग टू कम ऑन एंड शेयर अ फ्यू थिंग्स। बट बिफोर वी डू दैट, I'd like to go through some of the aspects of the Avatar's journey to just give us a brief overview. And so, as was mentioned previously, this bhakti is for instrument souls, taking care of service worldwide, and will last for 36 days, beginning tomorrow, which is January 3rd. And we'll start with the meaning of avatar. In Sanskrit, ava means down or downward, and thara means crossing. Even though avatar is popularly translated as an incarnation, it really means one who crosses down, descends from the spiritual plane to the material plane. Usually, when an avatar comes, he/she creates a tirath, a pilgrimage place where one can cross back up to the spiritual plane. An avatar creates a channel between the higher and lower worlds, and hence one can cross up along the same route that the avatar crossed down. And when the avatar crosses down, the avatar creates a Brahma Tirath, or when Baba's instruments, they cross up and down, they create Brahma Tiraths, which means a spiritual pilgrimage place. And as Baba's instruments, with the right method, we can create a channel between the soul world and the subtle regions and the material world. Then the center and spaces wherever we do service will become a magnet to attract others. As Baba's instruments, our number one priority right now is to become avatars and make our centers, spaces into Brahma Tiraths. And then we are proposing Siddhi Swarup formulas or thought formulas. We are calling them Siddhi Swarup for the following reasons. Siddhi means, Siddhi Swarup means, Swarup is, Swa means one's own, and Rup means beautiful form, and Siddhi means one who has achieved perfection, or my real form when I achieve perfection, or when I have complete success, full attainments, and spiritual beauty. The dual aims of this journey, the avatar's journey, and the first one is to ascend or become and be Siddhi Swarup, and the second one is descend as avatars to help other people ascend. An avatar comes down as an instrument of Baba. An avatar never forgets he or she is an instrument of Baba. So when I become a perfect, transparent instrument of Baba, and when people follow me up, they're actually following Baba. And so we are suggesting 18 Siddhi Swarup formulas. They are excerpted from the Murlis, and they reveal secrets, they give power, and help us concentrate. And so how does a Siddhi Swarup formula work? In science, a formula is usually stated as x plus y equals to z. There are two aspects to this science formula, that x plus y will always result in z, and the other part of the formula is that it works everywhere, whether you're in India, whether you're here, you're on land, you're in sea, or on the mountain. And in much the same way, Siddhi Swarup formulas are unprejudiced. They work outside of a problem or a situation, and they work for everyone. And they work in the same way. If you use them in that sequence, they will work the way we are intending them to work, the attainment we receive from that. And the suggested effort is we take these 18 formulas for 36 days, and each formula we experience it 108 times. And the way we are suggesting is that there is a practice component to the formula and an attainment component to the formula. The practice component has three strands. We're calling them triads. So practice the first part of the triad, then the second part, and then the third part in sequence. When you keep practicing the triad in its entirety in sequence, then the resulting attainment associated with the attainment associated with that triad we will experience. And so now I hand it over to Brother Eric, who is moderating this webinar. Thank you. Om Shanti.
Thank you, Shireen, and welcome everyone. Happy New Year to everyone. It's very wonderful to be together again for this new project. And thank you. It was like almost a Hindi lesson, and maybe for some people an English lesson as well, of many words to understand. And to understand better the whole project, we have Sister Gayatri with us, and some of you may have heard of the Gayatri Mantra. It's a very famous, well-known mantra that we sing from probably the beginning of Copper Age. So maybe the formula or the mantra is being sung again by the original three. And Gayatri Ben, if you're kind enough to take us into maybe the origin and the methodology or the origin of this project and where it came from and what how to use it, it would be lovely to hear from you. And that would be our Gayatri mantra for the morning.
Thank you, Eric. Can you hear me?
Yes, very well.
So happy New Year. And would you sing the Gayatri Mantra, Eric?
I will sing it with you, and we'll do a beautiful duet. But we'll hear the original version that you have in mind first. I'll learn it very well, and then I'll accompany you. And then incorporate, I promise, I'll help you to write it down, and we'll all sing the Banjam together.
Okay, so that's a promise. First of all, hats off, kudos to Shireen for developing this beautiful initiative for us to start 2016. And for me personally, 2016 is a promise of becoming 16 celestial degrees, and it's something that we need to fulfill in terms of letting the light of the soul become so full that it reaches its 16 celestial degrees. I've had the opportunity of working, doing the groundwork to this initiative with Shireen, and so I had the privilege of experimenting with it before tomorrow. And I'd just like to share a few of my observations. One is, I think the Siddhi Swarup formulas are actually brilliant, because the first one we're going to be starting with is with the three Om Shantis. And in practicing it, I realize that the three strands, as it's called, of the practice, we tend to do them separately. We tend to do Om Shanti, I am a peaceful soul, my Swadharma is peace, and stay with that. Or we tend to do it as I, the soul, am connecting to Baba as the ocean of peace, as the source of peace. Or I, the soul, am in the home of peace, this homeland of infinite peace. But I found in my practice of it that it was important to connect the three in order to have a complete experience. And so the formula for me is so brilliant that you cannot really do it and get the complete experience of just focusing on one aspect. You'll just get an aspect of that experience. But when you connect all three, then the experience of it is a complete and beautiful and almost full of Shakti experience. And so it does take us into, or it took me into what is described as an ascending degrees. It kind of lifted me up. It kind of elevated my soul, kind of elevated my soul. And so this would be my recommendation, based on my experience of using the formula, is to connect the three aspects of the formula into one single unit or one unified unit of experience. So therefore, it was, I am a peaceful soul. I, the peaceful soul, am connecting to Baba, the source of peace, in the infinite, in the homeland of infinite peace, in the soul world, in the home of peace. And let that be the experience. So that was one aspect. The second was that I found challenging at first, but then I kind of landed in a comfort zone with it. And that is the way to practice the formula. And we were given like 30 minutes in the morning and 30 minutes in the evening and traffic controls or whenever you feel you have the time to do it, do the practice. I found that for me, when I initially started practicing it, I found my eyes going to the clock. And so I, for the 30 minutes, I was basically chanting the mantra like they chant, I suppose, the Gayatri mantra, in which I was, my mind was repeating these three things. But it wasn't necessarily that I was in the experience of this unifying experience of the three coming together and giving me an experience. But then when I repeated it, the same experience the following day, I found that I started looking at the clock and I started, you know, with my thought, to create that experience. But then I was like transcended, not at the level of thinking anymore, but at the level of being in the experience. And then everything became still, like my eyes weren't seeking the clock. I forgot about the clock. I forgot about the minutes. And I forgot about everything. And I was just in that experience. And then, of course, I couldn't hold the experience for the full time, but then.
Om Shanti, I think we lost Peace Village. Brother Eric, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. I was wondering if you, I was lost, but.
I think we lost Peace Village. And, we'll give them a moment to connect back. I'll send it over to you.
Right. So when we hear Sister Gayatri, again, we'll reconnect with her. Gayatri Ben, do you hear us? Yes, they are in the mountain singing Gayatri Mantra. I think it's a beautiful thought that she shared, firstly, to experience the three aspects at the same time, and secondly, not to be time conscious, but to be, you know, in the experience of being the thought that we're using.
Am I back on? Can you hear me?
Oh, Gayatri Mantra is back on now.
Okay, here, just to warn you, we are at Peace Village, and so we don't normally have the best internet receptions here, so bear with us if we keep dropping off. But hopefully that's not how they do the Gayatri Mantra. I hope they don't keep dropping off when they're chanting.
No, you
so
sing
I
it
just
very
want,
well.
Weird.
Yeah, you sing it very well, and there are 200... more than 200 connections and singing the mantra when you go away for a few seconds, but they won't be break up anymore.
Okay, so Eric, where did I drop off? What was the last thing you heard me say? Just for me.
When you stop being time conscious and become experienced, the being of the thought that we're using.
Yeah, okay. So then I think that what was important for me was not to make it something mechanical in which I was connecting the formula to time, to the number of times I was doing it, or connecting the formula to a particular minute in which I was doing it. But what would be, what was important for me is to give myself the day, for the whole day, 108 minutes. So I would take out of my day, and you know, the formula is for 2 days. So you could do 90 minutes the first day and 90 minutes the second day. For those of us who don't have the time to give it 108 minutes, per day. So if I give it 30 minutes in the morning and 30 minutes in the evening, and then see how many minutes traffic control, 5 minutes for e-traffic control, then what is happening is that I'm giving myself those minutes in which to focus exclusively without external distractions on the practice of the formula. And I think that that for me is a comfortable way of doing it, because I feel it is something so subtle that it would require an inner intention that is connected to the formulas and connected to the attainments, the practice and the attainments of it, and not for me to be distracted by the logistics of time and also the distraction of thought. What another aspect to me that was important in the experiment was that how do I connect it to what I was hearing, for instance, in the Murlis. And so the avatar crosses down in the morning. Well, the avatar stays in the subtle region with Baba at Amrit Vela. And the avatar is in the activity of the avyakt activity of the subtle region. So the avyakt, the avatar tries to stay in the avyakt domain or dimension of its experience at Amrit Vela. So then, at when the Murli is being read or listened to, the avatar then crosses down, and the Murli then becomes the brief for the avatar to be prepared of how to be, you know, being the instrument. It's kind of tuning the instrument for the day. Then what was interesting, according to drama, is that now we are having some points. Yesterday was a point, and today was a point, and today's point in the Murli after the slogan was all about the incarnation. How Baba incarnated, and then how we should, the awareness we should have in the incarnation. And I said, how perfect, because those points will now inform the avatar of the awareness the avatar should have in being the instrument for the day through which the formulas could then be practiced. And then at the end of the day, I started doing a chart, and the chart was very interesting because I've never done a chart and I never had the discipline of doing a chart. And Baba always reminded us that without a chart, you will never be able to have powerful yoga, because you're not, you're just taking it for granted. And so with the chart, I found that I'm able to also look at what was the secret that got revealed to me, if any. How was my what was the quality of my concentration in terms of staying with the formula and the experience of that practice? And thirdly, what was the attainment? What was the attainment that I took from the practice? And with the attainment, I then close my day and say, okay, now I will be with Baba before I sleep in the subtle regions, so that when I wake up the next day, I come down, for Murli as the avatar again. And so I just wanted to share some of those things that I developed over the 2 days of my experimenting with it. And I'm quite excited about this, because I think it's helping me do some inner work that I need to do on myself. And I think it's important important for us to go to the deeper track, and it's important for us to respond to, you know, the deeper things that Baba is asking us to do. And with that, I'll say Om Shanti.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Sister Gayatri. And you answered already partially a question that Sister Mira from Malaysia had regarding how long to use a mantra for. Just before we, and we want to hear Sister Moini right now, but very briefly, Sister Moini, Sister Gayatri, to answer a quick question about the method to keep track of 108 times, because it is mentioned 108 times. Of course, we don't want to start becoming number conscious either, counting, you know, how long we are and how many times we've said it. Any yukti you have very briefly on the about the idea of 108? And finally, quick question about, you say one formula will last for 2 days. Does it mean that everybody around the world will use the same formula on a particular day? So 2 days for the first one, 2 days for the second one, and we all follow the same mantra at the same day?
I had to take back the mic from Sister Mohini, because Sister Mohini was setting up to be interviewed. So the first question, I think even though it says 108 times, what is important is for the quality of the experience rather than the number of times I practice it. Now, Shireen may have a comment on this, but from my experience or my experiment of doing it, what was most important was I spent 108 minutes, but it didn't mean that I was chanting this thing or I was intentionally thinking about the formula 108 times. But my interest in doing the experiment is to spend 108 minutes in experiencing that practice. So this was a little bit of a departure from the 108 times, and I chose 108 minutes. And this is why I wanted to share it, because I think that it's the quality of the experience rather than an automatic thought process that would track how many times of this mantra, or of this formula, sorry. Then the second thing is we are sending out 18 formulas, and we are asking that for each person to take one formula and practice it for 2 days. So the formulas will not all be sent at the same time. We will be emailing them to you, I think, every alternative day or every day, depending on how Shireen does it, because it will be coming out from Tampa. And the idea is we collectively do the same formulas on the same 2 days. Now, nothing is set in hard and fast, you know, grids here. If someone feels that they want to continue with the formula for a third day, then we can't stop them from doing that. But because it's 36 days, 18 formulas, we are thinking that each formula for 2 days, and if we could collectively do them for 2 days, then it would create a wave, this powerful wave of a collective practice. And then if others feel that they want to repeat it after the 36 days, then they could also do that. Now, what also some people are saying, that from the formulas, they are also creating their own formulas. And what do? Do they practice their own formulas? My recommendation would be, if from the existing formulas that are being sent out, you create your own, then make a list of it, and maybe you could continue with your own creations as a sustenance piece to this initiative for the rest of the year. Because, of course, it's something that is not a hard start and a hard stop, but there would be elements that, of it that we will continue to do throughout the year and beyond.
Thank you, Gayatri. I really feel that this program is a very meaningful one, and I'll give some time for you to now put the microphone to Sister Mohini. And I feel that this initiative, worldwide initiative, thanks to you and Sister Shireen, it's really a wonderful opportunity to bring the whole world family and together once again. And there should be some connection with this very famous Gayatri Mantra also that has been ringing in our ears for the whole corporate and our age. So congratulations, we'll be looking into the depth of this. Sister Mohini, very welcome, warm welcome from everyone. There are over 200 and more connections being made from around the world. I'll make an effort to speak slowly since there will be many translating. And this Formula Mantra Initiative is like a math course, English course, and Hindi course at the same time. So Sister Mohini, very, very welcome. We really look forward to hear from you in terms of how do you see this project and the particular time we are now moving towards our destination, and how do you hear this, the method that we are being presented of repeating formulas, which I think is all connected to mantras. How do you see this method happening at the moment, and how do you use it for yourself at the moment?
Om Shanti, everyone. Om Shanti. I know that when this initiative was being created, sometimes there were phone calls and we were talking about some of the formulas. And then I start reading what had been sent to all of you. And I had been listening to be very clear what we all are doing together. And more I read, more I listen, more I think, and also start practicing, I could say that this is something very thought-provoking, in the sense of it's inspiring something. The words, vocabulary which we are using are different. But I'm reminded of the first lesson. The first time, these days we give lesson of soul, then we give lesson of God, then we give, but there was, but there was a time that the teacher will say, you are soul, you are peaceful, God is ocean of peace, He is your father, and you live in the world or in the region of peace, that's called Parlok or Brahmalo. So actually the first lesson, first time, I'm not talking of lesson, but in first time, when I was given introduction, I was given with these three aspects. But then how much we practiced, how much we connected. So I think that we're taking this opportunity that whatever is and should have been and might be our foundation, be kind of enforcing it again. But then Baba's three words, which are also very common, is, which I still love to use, is Akari, Nirakari and Sakari. I'm just kind of telling you that familiarizing that these are the things which we had been hearing and we needed to practice. So when you are in the corporeal, and from corporeal to angelic, and then being incorporeal, then incorporeal to angelic, and then coming into corporeal, no, Baba always says that from Sakari. So Sakari means incarnation. But from where you come, from Akari, that means angelic world. So how to connect with three worlds in a way. So it's not only three worlds, but it's your three level of consciousness also. So this integration of incorporeal into subtle into corporeal, I think that's where the great power is. That's where the siddhi is. That I am soul, I am nirakari. Then I am angel, my object form, angelic form. Then I have body. I have to use my sense organs to do actions.
actually, this is the practice which I will call it Nirakari, Akari, and Sakari. And if we really do this properly, as it is said, not only powers, but many, you know, I'm happy that word attainment is being used. Even we are seeing the achievement, and achievement is our spaces become tirath, you know, pilgrimage places. Because a holy person is known by the spot, you know, by the this one's pilgrimage place, that one's, you know, there are so many holy spots, pilgrimage spaces worldwide, especially in India, that people just go to visit, and they really have to go through a lot of difficulties, but they don't mind, they still want to go and visit because that holy person has done sadhana, has done tapasya on that spot, so that becomes like a tirath. And tirath is pilgrimage place. So Baba's every home, just imagine, becomes like a pilgrimage home. And I remember when Dari Janki, you know, these days we have nothing, no definition of what is being a regular student. So we say once in a week is regular or twice a week is regular. But there was a time that this woman used to come, and her husband will drop her every morning. And Dari said, why don't you just come for 5 minutes inside, or just come for 2 minutes, say hello, or just go in Baba's room. And this person thought, well, I have come up to the door of center, why don't I go in? So he started going in, and he starts spending 5 minutes. And today he's a regular student. So if in our hearts we feel that if somebody is visiting, even to encourage someone to come and visit, to feel the presence of Baba, feel the vibrations. So it is making pilgrimage place also for us to feel that the center is a pilgrimage place, not a working space. It's not just, you know, like we always say center, and we have been using these words. Originally, people used to say Brahma Kumari's ashram. If you go to Ahmedabad at airport, the taxi person says, Brahma Kumari ashram jana hai. Do you want to go to, because ashram again was like, but now we're saying that it should, in our hearts, every center should be considered pilgrimage place. Even, okay, we are becoming avatar and it will become pilgrimage place, but God's descent, no? If Baba's Murli is there, Baba's room is there, so it is actually a pilgrimage place. So if I live with this consciousness, if I go with this consciousness, if I attend class with the consciousness that where I am going to my tirath, I am going to pilgrimage place, because every visit to pilgrimage place is considered very auspicious. That's why you must have noticed people make so much effort to go to pilgrimage place. You know, I was going to Udaipur, I met a couple, looked very, very well to do, was from Calcutta. So they say, where are you going in Udaipur? We were taught. He said, there is little Krishna's temple, and that's our pilgrimage place. So every year we come. And I have never heard about that, but it was for them, pilgrimage place. So every year they will visit. So there is the importance of visit to the pilgrimage place. So I feel that two level. One is from now, this moment, every instrument, those who live at center, every instrument, those who take care of center, and all Baba's children, those who go there, the thought should be, I am going to pilgrimage place. So even that will create that energy of where others will also feel, let me go in, let me visit. I have dropped my mother, but I can go in. It's like whole feeling of not only my feelings, but keeping in my awareness, you will find that others also will have that feeling of let me visit. So this whole concept of awareness then transcend, change into the atmosphere, and becoming more aware of our centers as pilgrimage places, as Tirath, like Abu is considered a Tirath. So a lot of people go to Ambaji, you know, at Abu Road, but they say we also go because there is Jain temple. And it's like a Tirath for, you know, but in our consciousness sometimes we don't say even that Pandabhavan and Mount Abu for us is our Tirath. We go regularly. People ask us in Air India, at airports, what is this? Where are you going? So we don't say we're going for our pilgrimage, right? But it is our pilgrimage. So I feel that this whole awareness of creating for yourself this avatar, but also for the place, not thinking that it will become pilgrimage place, but it is pilgrimage place, but our awareness will connect it, and we will be thinking more about, I am at pilgrimage place, holy place. And you know, Baba says many times, some go to pilgrimage places, but they have bad habits. You know, so they say, oh, I am not, 5 days I have not to drink, it's not possible. Or if whatever habits they have. So then Baba said, but these are sometimes, even at pilgrimage places, you know, they have shops outside. It's just like because they have lost that holiness. So at our centers also, the atmosphere of love, harmony, presence of Baba, and every instrument, not thinking I'm coordinator, but always thinking I am the one who has to help people to experience, oh, they have come to pilgrimage. So as soon as they enter, I take that one, I say, this is our Baba's room. No, this is, and what we give totally, it's like holy food we're giving, prasad you can call it. So to not only create, but to how to maintain this awareness, consciousness, that every center is a pilgrimage place. So that purity of the center, relationships of love, harmony, and every activity which is done. And that is why there was a time we didn't wanted people to do their lokic work at the center. We said no, vibrations will change. There should be only spiritual activity on. But sometimes we have kept it more as a working space more. It doesn't look like, you know, I was in Jagannath Puri. Dari Janki recently visited. So there is a temple in Madurai. It's called, what is the name of? Meenakshi. So they forced me, you have to go here. I said, no, I can't. It's very crowded. It's slippery. You know, I'm not going. And they said, no, we know the main priest. He will take you. He will take you in front. He will lead you, and he was a strong person. There were these big steps, and but surprisingly, all the way on stairs, on everywhere, there were these lot of men and women, all women in their silk saris, like they were wealthy women, you could see, and they were reading something, and they were sitting on their knees, not even flat on the ground. So I say, what they do? They say, for 1 month, they will be only sitting like this and will be doing their sadhana, you know, and whatever will be cooked there, these rice or whatever cooked, that's the only thing they will eat. So if you see, if you really go into pilgrimage place and see that how tapasya has become the main thing. So even if we are coordinators, we have activities, we have service, but we should always remember that main thing is that we all encourage ourselves to also balance it with proper traffic control, properly going in Baba's room, sitting properly, so that it's a balance of activity and also tapasya. And when there is not that balance there, most of the people say, as soon as I will go, I will be given something to do. Can you do this? Can you do this? So this bhavana of pilgrimage place is for us to create, means one is to create, it will become, but how will it become unless we also, in our consciousness, always, even when others, let's say it's not the instrument, those who are staying, but any one of you sitting there and somebody comes, you say, okay, come join us. it's giving the feeling of pilgrimage place. And Toli, which is holy, is also given in such a way as if this is offered to Baba. That's why we make Toli, we should offer to Baba, not only Brahma Bhojan. No, so that when you're giving that Toli, it's like a holy thing. So I was very fascinated, and I'd been thinking, Lord, that if every coordinator, those who call themselves instruments, can also have this feeling towards the place, that this is a pilgrimage place. And that is something very important. So, personal attainment of being Siddhi Sarup, but also creating for Baba, creating for the world a place where there is this spiritual shelter, where they can feel very much secure from Maya or negative forces. But if we have that consciousness, then at least person will say, oh, when I come here, there are no waste thoughts. But there are some souls, they come, say, why don't you come? They say, oh no, I entered and the sister there, even they didn't say Om Shanti properly, she was very busy. So I decided, what's the point to come? I hear so many little comments about when we are not spiritually receiving with this right awareness. One is to invoke people, but those who come, at least they should feel very welcome. They should feel as if, you know. So our this whole thing of Tirath, I think, can definitely bring a big, big change in ourselves, and that definitely will help visitors. I'm not talking of students, those who come for course, but I'm just saying it will become a place where people, you know, you must have seen Mount Abu when we go at a crossing. There was an accident and they created this Hanuman temple. And every year you see it's better and better. This time I saw they have beautiful glass, they have laser things, and it was nothing but, you know, what it has become. So there will never be like until now struggling with some of the basic things to maintain center. So one of the reason is our level of consciousness. So I really recommend everyone that we maintain such becoming avatar but pilgrimage place, so that more and more attraction to visit, to come, be there a few minutes. I was passing from here, so I said, let me go and at least bow, at least say hello to Baba. So I'm just saying it, that this change, because in one of the lines they say our places will be, space will be full. I don't know if it automatically will be full. Of course, our stage will help, but that has to manifest into our behavior, our drishti, our anyone came, oh, I gave spiritual drishti, or I'm so busy. Baba used to tell us, you're making chapati, somebody has come, you say, just give me 1 minute, I wash my hands, I will be with you. But today we say, I heard somebody saying, oh, you came, you didn't have an appointment, right? So now you have come, maybe I can take you. Tomorrow you can come, it's not open. No, of course we have timings and everything, but I'm just saying it, that is very, very important, that if towards the place, I'm very, very much, especially at present, there are so many little, I shouldn't say it, Baba said disheartened, I say, first you get disappointed, then you get disheartened. First you don't feel that your expectations are being fulfilled, then you get disheartened. That center should it be, you know, then people say, oh, why you don't have anyone here? Oh, they listen on Skype, they listen on phone. I'm just giving example. So it is necessary that we create such vibrations through our consciousness that it is a pilgrimage place where people say, even if whatever happens, I must go 5 minutes, 10 minutes, I must go, I must listen only there. And that really depends on our collective effort to uplift the whole image of center, where basically everyone saying most of the spaces are empty, if people come, they just, and coordinator is running office, the whole thing, okay, computer. It doesn't look like pilgrimage place, you know. So how do we also, as I said, when you come from Sakar, no, from angelic avatar, really means that you are manifested here now. So whatever you are there, nobody knows. It's only when you are here. Sri Krishna is avatar, Rama, they call them avatar. So what they did here is known. What they are is later on known. So we have to be not only being, but also we have to see that how that being then expressed in a way where pilgrimage places. And as I said, Siddhi Sarup is removing sorrows, sufferings, and bestowing. Because a Siddh Purush can remove and bestow. Remove and bestow. Anyone has upset about something, I don't have to get into like, oh, I also get involved in that. But we just see how I was thinking to have two programs, one for many old ones who are not coming. I know. So I thought that there must be something in their mind they didn't like when they came, or there is something. One soul said, I don't come because of this. So maybe it's a chance for us to also see that whatever is in their mind, they didn't get what they expected, we can fulfill that. I know that there are question answers, but I also wanted to simplify a little, that maybe different languages used, but it's basically what Baba wants us is, but also I am definitely in the practice of formula, but I am also more looking at pilgrimage places, which I feel at this time is the requirement of all the centers. Every center is will need that, and then you will see how sustenance and abundance flourish. Every center will flourish. Every pilgrimage you go, as I said, even a little goddess somewhere, there's so much of everything, abundance, purity, peace, happiness, and prosperity. So that's really will be the experience of every. I know, Eric, you want to interview me, but also I wanted to create background, Gayatri Man and writing, everything did it, but in my understanding, what I will definitely focus on myself when I welcome people, and I expect that we all should be treating the center as a pilgrimage place, and that is something very important. Yes, Eric.
No, thank you, Sister Muni, and we appreciate very much your sharing, and in that sharing, you're answering many questions that don't even need to be asked now. But still, if anyone would like to ask questions, please write your question in the chat little box on your computer. And also, we'll be extending a little bit this webinar, since we started a bit late. We'll continue, if it's okay with everyone, just for a few more minutes, because that will give you time, Sister Moini, to answer maybe any question that comes in. And I think it's very, very beautiful the way you present this pilgrimage place at every center. The method we are being proposed is one in which there is either repetition of a formula or insistence on one specific idea for 2 days. I think it would be lovely to hear you, Sister Muni, on this idea of the process to create that pilgrimage place if we are to sit and create that formula and repeat it. I was jokingly referring to the Gayatri Mantra, but on the other hand, pilgrimage places are important in every religion, but also mantra is also so important. How do you see this formula or this mantra making the atmosphere into a pilgrimage place?
When you are practicing using this formula, let's say you are sitting and doing it, of course we have said 108 times, so it could be very clear that 30 minutes in the morning, 30 in the evening, few traffic control. So it should be very, very easy. We should be able to manage in 2 days. But also, you know, I have moved into a little bit into certain things which I don't know is happening in me, that I feel that we are paying a lot of attention on, let's say, silence, but there are three other stages which are very important. So same is like practice, consciousness. But if I am sitting and I am doing it and someone enters, someone comes, so what I will do? I will share that also. I will say, oh, I am doing this practice. Do you want to join? Do you also want to do it? I will also like that. You know, you do for yourself, but also you keep encouraging others. There might be someone not serious about it, but when you're doing it, you tell them, do you want to join? Do you want to do it? So I feel that I want to do at all levels. I want to do at level of thoughts, words and actions. And haven't told Judy to send this class on, that there is what we call it vichar, thinking, then there is vyavar. Vyavar means relationships, then there is ahar, what do I accept, and fourth is karobar or vyapar, that means what are my activities. So I am into more, not only silence, but also into integrating all four at a level, so there is a total change into everything, because power will get created, but then there is how will that power be used, or am I using it even every day, every time I'm experiencing it. So at this time my thinking is actually not only into the practice, but also manifesting that practice into my life. You know, it should be visible into my life. And a lot of people are doing now silence retreats, and I'm moving from there. And I say, is that all we want, is silence retreat, or there is something else? And when Baba says silence is more of the mind, and sometimes we use a lot of mind in silence retreat because silence is words. So there's practice formula which I will definitely want to do, but I want to see that is the overall, you know, shift which happens in my personal life, in all levels, and also in Baba's service.
Thank you, Sister Mani. I think there are just a few questions that are quite technical in terms of wondering if everyone is invited to practice this, or was it only coordinators, or only those who are receiving this sustenance email. But I think Shireen sent a little note. It is, of course, for everyone. Also, the idea was, one was saying that the Hindi words could be quite challenging, and they were suggesting that there should be some explanation about all these Hindi words, which I think quite numerous. And there's another question coming in. One question, if we find that something is done at center as per Srimat, what should we do? Should we be silent or share with teacher what we feel? As so many such things happens at center, due to which pilgrimage atmosphere did not develop. That's a question, Sister Moini. So if we see something, I guess, which is not according to Srimad, what should we do? Should we be silent or share with teacher what we feel? As so many things happen at center, due to which pilgrimage atmosphere did not develop.
Baba always used to say, if you notice anything which is not right, whether it's connected with character or words or actions, then you come to Baba and tell Baba. So here it has to be the instrument. You inform, you don't keep that in your mind and keep thinking, and then, but Baba always used to say that you must mention so that we see if something can be done about that. It's very important. Because it's not just silence, you know. Sometimes I notice that if we remain quiet and we don't really respond at that time, then maybe that was the right time to respond. And if we just remain quiet, then there might not be time for future where the change can happen. So I think yes, if things are not happening according to Srimad, you should inform the instrument. If that doesn't work, then of course we have dadis, no? They can also help us. Seniors can help. We have RCs, you can go and see. You can, definitely you should, I feel, because it's not affecting one soul. It might be affecting many, many.
All right. There isn't any other question at this moment. If anyone wants to ask, you're very, very welcome. And maybe one thought, Sister Winnie, about, I know we've been hearing different definitions of avatar, and you mentioned it also in a class last Sunday. But your personal experience of walking and moving around, where do you see the shift going to happen just for you according to this program? What are the little details you will be paying attention to be more that image of avatar?
Lot of attention, in the sense that because it's we have thoughts, then we have attitude, then there is drishti, then there are words, then there is interaction, and so I thought, and I thinking to keep emerging, seeing Brahma Baba walking, talking, sitting, and anytime you see him, you know that he is with Shiva Baba, he is doing tapasya, or he is being lighthouse. So I think that for me, I just keep that in my mind, that's what we need to do. Do everything. Baba had to take care of Yajna also, which he did. But while taking care of Yajna, because he did with this whole awareness that I am the chariot of Shiv Baba, that's avatar, no? I am the chariot of Shiv Baba. Same way we say we are the instruments of Shiv Baba. So when there is that awareness that I am instrument of Shiv Baba, so I think that I have started thinking, and I'm planning that I will pay more and more attention to, you know, the details of my all aspects of expression. As I said, it could be attitude, it could be drishti, it could be my words and my interaction. So I am paying little more attention, but I want to start properly, and that's what my aim is to do.
So you'll be singing Gayatri's mantra as well with us?
I will be singing Shiv mantra because I'm Shiva's devotee in the sense of devotees will sing Gayatri mantra, but children, God's children, will sing Shiv Baba's mantra, and that's what I will be doing.
All right. So if we find anyone that doesn't know how to sing Shiv Baba's mantra properly, we'll have a singing lesson with you next time, Sister Moini. Thank you. I don't think there are many more questions. I think you see you were just answering, and I think presenting a beautiful image of what we are going to create. I think everyone started centers with the idea that we had to recreate an example of Madhuban. Dadi Jenki left for London with that thought that we will create Madhuban wherever we set foot. And so I think it's beautiful that we also feel that Madhuban experience is also a pilgrimage place. So thank you very much, and we'll be looking at all those pilgrimage places now all around the world. So we'll hand over now to Sister Shireen to conclude this webinar with some practical details as well. So we want to thank you again, Sister Moini, and thank Sister Gayatri and also Shireen for this project, which I'm sure everyone will enjoy. And just again, happy New Year to everyone with this year of inspiration and this year of establishment of so many pilgrimage places around the world. Om Shanti, everyone.
Thank you, Brother Eric, for being the moderator. Thank you, Gayatri Ben, for sharing everything. And thank you, Moini Ben, for your valuable insights. I have a few announcements. We will have a webinar each week for the next few weeks till the end of the project, which is ending on February 8th. And so next week, again, we'll have it on Saturday, and we will announce via email who the resource is going to be. And also, we have changed our email system of sending out the emails. So there were several questions about how these formulas are going to get disseminated. One of the things someone was sharing was that there were lots of Hindi words. So the final formula, they will be developed a little bit before we send the email. And in the final formulas, we will not use that many there will not be any actually Hindi words. So not to worry, everyone will understand the final formula. And the other thing I wanted to share was that starting today, we will send out one formula every other day. So we will send one out today, then we will send one out on Monday. So today will be for Sunday and Monday, and then we'll send one out from on Monday for Tuesday and Wednesday and things like that. And the reason why we have to send a day in advance is because we are working across time zones. And so, for example, right now in New Zealand, it is already the 3rd. And so for them to be able to receive the formula in time, we have to send it in advance. And so every 2 days we will be sending it out. And Sister Helen from Tampa would like to share something about the switch from a previous provider we were using for emails to our current provider. Helen?
Om Shanti, everyone. So we are changing the email provider because some were not receiving the points in the daily email. So because we are in the process of doing that, if for any reason you are not receiving the email, just feel free to send us an email at sustenance@brahmakumaris.org, sustenance@brahmakumaris.org. And so we should be sending out the next email today. We are getting it ready, switched over. Also, if you signed up for the webinar, if you had any technical difficulties, you weren't able to hear it, will be recorded, it was recorded, and it will be sent to you automatically if you registered for the webinar. So that should be coming soon. It will be on SoundCloud, so you can automatically link it there and share it with anyone, and it will as well be sent to you in the email today that goes out with the points. Any questions you have, anything else, just email us at sustenance@brahmakumaris.org. Thank you. Thank you, Shereen.
Om Shanti, everyone. Thank you for logging in.
Om Shanti. Om Shanti, Mohini Bin. Thank you so much. We'll be finishing with the meditation song.
तत्वों के पास की ये बाबा